I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A, and joining us today is a group that you might have known as Diet Folk last time they were here. Well, now they are Diedrich Clark and the Social Animals, and we're really happy to have them back. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks. It's good to be back.
And I think, I don't remember if we talked about it on there, but you kind of were talking about getting ready to make that name change last time you were here. Mm-hmm. And you want to explain what happened there?
Basically, I was going down to Nashville to make a record, this record that we're finally done with. And it was going to come out under just my name. And I didn't want to really lose the whole band because I love these guys. So we just kind of basically just made it so my name was on it so that the record could sell, so we could just still sell this record as a band. And
but you made sure to keep a band name there to
kind of
give them a... was it hard to come up with the Social Animals name?
Kind of. We just went into a big pool of names.
Yeah, we'd had like a four-day-long text chat going between all of us, and we called it Band Name Royale. And we all had to come up with like 50 and then narrow it down to our top 10 each and then vote a lot on them before it came down like the top three. Then we had a long discussion about those three. It was very, very healthy, very even, very fair.
Sometimes I think that is the hardest part of a band, is trying to find a name that not everybody else has and that you're not going to hate in a short time.
So yeah.
I think you guys have done well.
Thank you.
Well, so you do have that new album out, Diedrich, that is self-titled, and we'll talk more about that. And you're doing a show tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth with Dirty Horse, and it starts at 9 o'clock, right?
Yep.
Well, let's get a little preview. If you guys want to do a song, and then we'll come back and talk about the album and your trip down to Nashville and all that exciting stuff. What do you want to start with?
This song is called Knock Me Out. How are you? I heard that you've been doing pretty well. Is it true? Or am I being taken? I'm sure it is, and I don't even mind. At least that's what I tell myself sometimes. Well, how am I? Well, lately I've been feeling pretty nice. I can fly now and touch the moon, and I'm very rich, and I've never told a lie. At least that's what I tell myself sometimes. Sometimes I am wrong. Sometimes some things are long gone, but other things stay the same. Like you in the way. Will you knock me out and pull me in? Leave me begging for your sin. I put the cup into your hand. Knock me down into the sand. When I am wrong or when I quit, leave me dying for the hit. You knock me out. But that's okay. What was it but a day? At least that's what I tell myself to say. Well, here we are.
a birthday cake. No, nothing that I can see or hear or do ever can compare. So when you got me driving for me, leave me begging for your sin. I put the cup into your hand, knock me down into the sand.
Deidre Clark and the Social Animals live from Studio A, and that is a cut from the new Deidre Clark self-titled album. So, Deidre, last time you were here, you were talking about getting ready. Actually, you guys had just released Diet Folk's album, Cold, I think it was, right? And you were talking about how you were just getting ready to head down to Nashville and work with some people down there and some songwriting and making this album. And you were a little bit nervous about the songwriting. You're going to be songwriting with some people down there. So how did that go? Obviously it went well because the album turned out okay. What was that experience like for you?
It was very strange. And, I'd only really written with Tony before, and I'd never really gone into like a room at a studio or something and sat down and tried to write like on a time basis, basically. So it was just strange, but it turned out to be fun. I met some good people in the industry, and it's good.
And you co-wrote a few of the songs on this album, right?
Yeah.
With different people as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what was that like, working with different people and different approaches? And
it was kind of strange as well.
And who are these people? Who are these random people?
Liz Longley is really talented, actually. She's an awesome singer and writer, and she has music out too that you can look up, and she's really great. And I wrote with her, and I wrote with Caitlin Smith, who is also a really talented writer, and she's makes her own music too and has a lot of stuff online that you can find. And Bo Allen, who's the person that brought me down there, he's really good too. He's a super good guitar player. And that's basically who, just people that my producer was recommending. And
these are people that are based in Nashville and that do songwriting?
Yep.
Obviously.
They tour, yeah, too, but mm-hmm. I mean, they do that as well.
Okay. So you did that, and how long did that process kind of take?
It took a really long time because I was still in school. And so I was like, basically on any break that I had, I would go down there, and I just had like a bunch of school stuff to do, so it took way longer than it would have if I hadn't been in it. But I finished and graduated, so that was good.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah, you kind of were talking about that last time because you'd taken a little break to do some of the music stuff. You'd taken a break from school.
Mm-hmm.
And some people do that and don't end up going back, but you finished.
Yeah.
All right. What's your degree in?
English.
Oh, okay. Well, it kind of relates to what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So then tell me about recording the album. You did that down in Nashville, and was it with people you hadn't worked with before?
No, I hadn't worked with them, but it was people that I knew of anyways, like Brian Sutton was a guitar player, and Tom Bukovec are both people that I'd looked up online before. They're really, really good, and we recorded it at Ocean Way, so it was like this super nice, huge studio that I'd never even been close to, basically. And it was just really fun and really awesome to watch them do their thing because they're so good and so much better than I am. So much better in their instruments than I'll ever be. So it was like interesting to watch them just hear me play an acoustic song and then just like do it in like 5 minutes. It was crazy.
Come up with their own interpretation or additions to the song. How did you feel as a songwriter kind of stepping into that situation? I would think that might be a little bit overwhelming.
It was weird.
Where you don't really have the control, maybe? You're just kind of coming in and saying,
I was kind of like scared to assert control because I just felt like I didn't know anything compared to all these people. And like, so it was a little weird that way. But once I got more used to it, I put my input in a lot more. And it was fun.
Okay. So you recorded down there, and the album is just coming out, and you've got how many songs on this thing? I can't count.
11, I think.
Okay. You picked 11 songs, and some of them are ones that you did before.
Yep.
So you did new versions of a couple of them?
Yeah, like three.
Okay.
Three or four.
What was that like, kind of doing new interpretations? Now, one example, I think, is Cold, which you had mentioned last time that you kind of wrote that one on the way into the studio last time.
Yeah.
So that version that you guys recorded was probably a pretty fresh version and maybe had changed a little bit.
Yeah, it did change a little bit over time as we played it a lot, and people seemed to like that song. So I figured the producer really liked it, too, so he wanted to do it again, and I agreed. I thought that a nice polished version of it would be beneficial.
And what are the other ones that you
Bird did? Of Mine, Worry Dance, and Crave. Yeah.
And were those ones that you chose or the producer said, yeah, I want to do these?
Basically a little mixture of both. Yeah.
And you're happy with the you're not gonna say, yeah, they stink.
I hate them. Yeah.
Sorry, dumb question on my part. But is that kind of fun to reinterpret those songs?
Yeah, it's fun to hear them, like more so how I want them to sound anyways, like with this like big production that some people don't like, but I really like all the like, extra instruments and stuff like that. I think that's cool. And some people like it just stripped down, but I think it's really cool when it's a big production.
Yeah, some people just really prefer the raw thing, and some people are more, you know, Beatlesque perhaps, where you add a little bit more in the studio.
Yep.
Well, let's hear another song, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more. What do you want to do next?
Cool.
And we should also, I think this is the first time that you've had the full band in here. So do you want to introduce the rhythm section here?
Yes, introduce yourself.
My name is Roger. I play bass.
Boyd can't speak because he doesn't have a microphone, but he plays the drums.
And happy to have you guys in here with the band for a change.
You can say your name.
And I'm Tony, and I play guitar and banjo.
Yep.
When I woke up, the sun was down and my clothes were on. The only sound was the passing cars, headlights like falling stars. And then we started the Jeep and began to drive, and it felt like the city would never arrive, like we wanted it to. Oh, we wanted it to. And then we stopped halfway to stretch our legs on an old back road, the middle of nothing, and I looked at the sky. That's like a million eyes, and I got high. Without any medicine, without even breathing in. Oh, I got high. And before I knew it, the night was gone and we were miles away, with the radio on playing Billy Joel. We sang because we knew it all.
And then I played a song when we got to town, on an old park bench with the people around, 'cause I wanted to, or maybe I needed to. And then when I was done, we walked away, and I told myself I'd come back someday, but I never did. Over when I think about it, I get high without any medicine, without even breathing in. Oh, I get high.
Deidre Clark and the Social Animals live from Studio A, and that's a cut called High from their new album, Deidre Clark. Well, actually, the Social Animals not really on this album, right? Except Tony has maybe a cameo appearance, right, Tony?
Yes, I did. I played a guitar solo.
So how does that work when you've done the album? Had this band heard those songs before, or did you come back with the album and say, all right, here, learn these songs, guys?
They'd known most of them, except for some that we haven't even really practiced yet. Mm-hmm. But we'd been basically playing them.
Okay. So they were songs that you guys had already been doing, and it just, you know, you happened to be going down to Nashville to do this project. So, okay. Mm-hmm. So did they change up at all after you did the album? Or
yes.
Yeah, we had to kick it into gear and learn what these Nashville studio cats can do, and like try to upgrade our pedal boards and upgrade our fingers to sound like Tom Bukovec, which has been super fun to try and do, because those guys are extreme pros, you know.
That's,
they're
cool,
phenomenal.
Everything that they do. And
yeah, so we have their like template, their blueprint now. To it's like a textbook. We have that album to like try to mimic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely kicking us up a notch. It's pretty fun.
Well, that's great. That's a great way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been having fun playing the new song. This actually kicks off kind of the tour tonight, right? It looks like this is the first show. Oh, you're looking at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. Have you guys been doing a lot of shows recently?
Yeah, we just got back from Portland.
Oh, okay.
Oregon.
You know what? I think I was just looking at the schedule wrong. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We just got home.
Nice.
Yeah.
So how was that? How was...
It was a lot of fun. It was beautiful driving through the Northern Cascade Mountains in Washington. And you got to meet a lot of really cool people out there along the way. It was really fun.
Nice. So you've done some shows with the new material, and,
yep.
and how has it been received? And
I think it got received really well over there, like mm-hmm. surprisingly well. Yeah. It was awesome, and people were following our little Facebook blog that we did. And
you guys were pretty funny, actually.
Thank you.
I was going to comment on that because, you know, being in a band and stuck in a vehicle with, you know, three other guys for long periods of time can probably be a drag sometimes, but you guys really seem to have fun.
Yeah, it really is fun. It's awesome.
Yeah, those little videos we made really brightened up my days.
Yeah. We kept each other in good spirits a lot after sleeping upright in a van. We definitely, like, took turns napping in the back, and, like, we, like, would basically try to just take care of each other. If one person looked really beat up, we'd be like, okay, you should nap now.
Well, that's nice. That's nice that you take care of each other. So, Diedrich, are there any particular songs that came out of this album that are your favorites or that you feel really especially good about?
I like that last song that we just played on the album. It sounds really like big, and I think that's cool. The first track, Misunderstood, and Knock Me Out, they both have like this like doo-wop-y like background choir kind of thing, and I think that's really cool. I love that sound, like Queenie kind of sound, and so those first three are probably my favorite on the album.
Mm-hmm. Having had that you know big Nashville experience, and is that something you want to explore more? Are you interested in doing studio stuff yourself at all?
Like working in the studio?
Yeah, or? I mean just like the production part of it, or do you just like having other people do it?
I just would rather have other people do it. Mm-hmm. Honestly, Tony's really good at it, mm-hmm. and everyone in the band is better than I am at it, and I just am not very good at it, and I just like to have it on other people's shoulders.
But you like the sounds that come out of it.
Yes, I enjoy those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll keep you as the singer-songwriter guy. You do that pretty well, so it's okay. We won't make you wear any more hats. Well, let's hear another song. What do you guys want to finish up with?
Let me go. This is a brand new song, actually, that's not on the album. It's going to be coming up on a new EP/album that we're planning on making soon.
Well, tell me about that then. It's
very, very much in the distance. We haven't really planned anything about it, but this song is about basically going down to Nashville all the time and just playing music in like dingy bars every once in a while. That's basically what it's about.
I still be making racket for the basket and calling home to my mom. It's a joke, only every time I hit the punchline, I begin to choke. So I just tell it again and again. This is all I'm gonna get. Same old bars. Well then let me go. Come on and baby let me go. Break my heart. Come on and baby break my heart. Let me go. Come on and baby let me go. Break my heart. Come on and baby break my heart. It's really good to know ya. It's been about a year. But if you ever find yourself second guessed or unimpressed, we'll have the heart to say it. Cause this is all you're gonna get.
you just let me go. Come on and baby, let me go. Break my heart. Come on and baby, break my heart. Let me go. Come on and baby, let me go. Break my heart. Break my heart. Come on and baby, break my heart. Let me go. Come on and baby, let me go. Break my heart. Come on and baby, break my heart.
Deidre Clark and the Social Animals live from Studio A, and a new tune that may appear on a future release. I like that you're already thinking about new stuff, Deidre. Is that, now, you know, I know you just said that it's very, you know, vague, nothing really planned, but is that something that you would do, you know, yourselves as opposed to?
Probably at this point, I would guess, or we'd buy some studio time together and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Washington, where we're moving. So,
what?
Yeah, we're moving. The whole band is moving. Sorry, should have said that.
Okay, well, back up. Where? What? What's going on here?
Pretty important. No.
Whoops.
Yeah, you can back that. Oh well, we're gonna move to Vancouver, Washington, in October.
Oh, okay. Vancouver, Washington.
Yeah, it's right across the river from Portland.
Oh, okay.
Just because we're all free right now, and mm-hmm. so we're gonna go try something different for a little bit, just to see what we can do. Move areas for a little while and always come back home. We already actually have a tour planned coming home for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always probably going to be playing in Duluth the same amount. We really only play here like once every 2 months. So, yeah, but we're moving to Vancouver, Washington.
Wow, big stuff there.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, I know that you some of you are married and have mm-hmm. family, right?
Or they're
I
all coming
families,
with.
But so everybody's just kind of...
8 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's like a caravan.
Yeah.
And all in pursuit of the band.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty cool. Good for you. Well, yeah. Now next time you come in, we're going to have something to talk about because it'll be, well, how are things going in Vancouver, Washington? So you're going to go out there and then, so what's the plan? You're going to, you know, do touring from there? And
basically, now that everyone's out of school, I guess I'm out of school now. So I was the only one holding us back, but now we can just tour like constantly. So mm-hmm. that's the plan, basically.
And Tony, what does this mean for your other band, Sane, anyway?
Always going to be playing, mm-hmm. yeah. With Jamie in Boston, Dane in Minneapolis, we're going to be flying to wherever it is that we are. It's always been that way, so it's always going to basically be that way.
That's
so,
what I was going to say.
It's pretty easy.
You guys have been already.
Yeah, we fly
for a while.
Yeah.
So it's going to be that thing where if we see Sane anyway on the bill in Duluth, we'll probably see a Deidre Clark show nearby.
Probably, something. More than likely, yeah.
Because it kind of seems to work that way now.
Yeah,
like
it does.
We know when Tony's in town,
mm-hmm.
his bands are playing.
True.
Well, I'm so happy that you guys were able to come in today. And again, you've got the CD release party for Deidre Clark tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth. Starts at 9:00. Dirty Horse opening up. Well, thanks so much, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Rick McLean and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.